was a smooth sound. Radio Transparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230. Oh.
It's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know. You're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. You're listening to The People Speak. And today we're going to be talking with Daly, Republican candidate for Randolph County Sheriff. And how are you doing this morning?
Doing well. Thank you. This lovely weather.
we'll take yesterday, right?
Yesterday was marvelous.
I guess eventually we're going to start getting those days, though, where yeah. they continue. And
we're getting there.
Then it'll get too warm, and we want it to go backwards. So
we could use some cooler weather.
Yeah. So just going to kind of talk about, I guess, your background a little bit, about what you've done.
Certainly.
What brings you to this point? So.
As for running for sheriff, it's been, of course, law enforcement has been my lifelong passion. That's what I've worked for and studied and practiced all my life. And I've had an extraordinary career. I've had a lot of really good experience. So here I'm back home, and this would be the crowning jewel of my law enforcement career, the way that I can give back to the community, and all the experience, education, and professional training that I've got, I'm able to give back with that.
All right. I'll tell you what, we got commercial break here. We'll go ahead and throw that in real quick and come back and talk some more here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff. And again today, we're talking with Dale Volley, a Republican candidate for the nomination for Randolph County Sheriff. And, Dale, you said that law enforcement is always something that you've wanted to do, wanted to be involved with. And just looking over your resume here, it looks like you've done quite a bit as far as involvement.
I've accomplished my dream, yes.
So I guess just tell us a little bit about, where you come from, what kind of background you've got. And
well, like I said, right out of high school, born and raised in Chester, I joined the United States Marine Corps and spent 6 years active duty in that. I came pretty close to staying with the Marine Corps, but I always wanted that law enforcement career in the background. So got out of the Marine Corps, took my GI Bill, went to SIU Carbondale, got a couple of degrees in law enforcement, and then started looking for my first full-time police job was in Chester, Illinois as a police officer, and it's taken off from there.
Okay. So, as far as education-wise?
I have actually 3 degrees, an Associate's of Applied Science in Law Enforcement, a Bachelor's of Science in Police Administration, and then a Master's degree of Public Administration.
Okay. So, which, a lot of people, think of a sheriff. I mean, it is more of an administrative position. It's a law enforcement position, but you're administrating that office. You're in charge of making sure that,
Right, yeah, you're the one required to administrate that for the people that elect you. It's, even in Randolph County, there's a lot of moving parts to that organization. Mm-hmm. They run a good-sized jail, and you have a patrol, an investigative function. Your sheriff is responsible to be the custodian of the courthouse and for mm-hmm. security and cleanliness of the courthouse. So, yeah, you're managing a good size organization.
trying to think as far as let's jump into the law enforcement aspect here. Well, mm-hmm. let's go with the military. Mm-hmm. What in the military? I guess you said you're involved with criminal investigations.
Right. Well, that was after my active duty career. I stayed in the reserves, not the Marine Corps Reserve, but originally the Army National Guard, Illinois Army National Guard, is a military police company, which I was deployed to Panama and to Desert Storm with. And then later on, I got in the U.S. Army's Criminal Investigations Division Command as a special agent, or CID. CID is the Army's detective agency and protective service. They do what the Secret Service does for the president. They do for the Secretary of Defense and other principals, mm-hmm. which I was on Secretary Rumsfeld's detail in Washington, D.C. And I was deployed to Iraq where we did criminal investigations, and I was a supervisory special agent there.
Okay, so you little different areas and different types of situations and that, right. which something like that is important too. I mean, you want to have a pretty wide range of
broad
experience.
Range of breadth and depth of experience. Which I did not by design, because I knew that would give me unique experiences and training that I wouldn't be able to get anyplace else.
True. You're not sitting in a classroom. You're actually out in the field. You're actually
there's hands-on. Lots of classroom
right.
stuff to it. You're out physically conducting investigations or protective services missions. In Iraq, I investigated, death investigations, aggravated criminal sexual assault. I kind of became the theater expert on counterfeiting of U.S. currency. There was a lot of counterfeit U.S. currency moving around soldiers would obtain, and did a little bit of everything.
So pretty diverse, I guess we could call it, background.
Then. Oh, absolutely. By design. I meant it to be that way.
You know, and I know you have some people that have, years, but they focused in one area like patrol or
right.
or that, but yours kind of, I'm sure you got patrol experience plus investigation.
Yes, I wanted a lot of all that. I wanted that experience. I wanted a wide background of experience and training that I could draw upon,
mm-hmm.
with the idea that someday I would be, a chief of police, a sheriff, or administrator of some type. That I wanted right. experience in every aspect of the job that I could get.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what, we got another commercial break here. Let's go ahead and throw that in, and we'll come back and talk some more here with Dale Lally here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. Again, I'm Jeff, and again, we're talking with Dale Lally, candidate for Randolph County Sheriff, and talking about, a pretty extensive background. One area in particular, you serve with the State Police SWAT?
Special Weapons and Tactics Team, yes, absolutely.
So that's... I imagine that was an experience, I guess, to put it lightly.
Well, it really was. We were a full-time plus team, so we handled critical incidents throughout the state. It was three teams at that time, a north, a central, and a south. We were part of the south. So, all the metro east area was all within our area of operation. Mm-hmm. So everything from serving high-risk warrants at fortified crack houses or meth labs or armed barricaded situations. We did protective services, presidential, vice presidential, governor details. We stay pretty busy.
Especially in today's society and stuff with everything that's going on in that, that's kind of an area that would be important as far as with the...
Absolutely, absolutely. For our management, it was insurance policy that they could keep in their back pocket, that when things went very bad, they could pull that out and go in and take care of very critical mm-hmm. incidents for them.
And how long did you serve with that?
That was 8 years full-time. Actually, it was 3 years part-time before that. The districts, before we went full-time, we had part-time district teams. Then went to part-time regional teams, then they had full-time.
Mm-hmm.
Full-time. But But we could be utilized all kinds of ways, like a mobile reserve. If a certain area was having a particular problem, we could flood it with patrols. Some districts would, if we've got a particular speeding problem, we need activity, we'd go out and run radar details, or we would respond to large crime scenes when they would just need manpower to search large fields or wooded areas. Mm-hmm. And also we had tactical boat operations. We were certified scuba divers. We did a little bit of everything, surveillance, special surveillance type operations.
Of course, and that's at the state level too. You've also had some experience at the federal level as well, I see.
Yeah, right after 9/11, I was assigned to the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force out of the Fairview Heights office. So I was, we had to have a top secret clearance, which I already had from the military mm-hmm. days. And, basically I worked in the same office with FBI agents, and my task force partner was a special agent from the U.S. Postal Inspector Service, who was very helpful with a lot of investigations. And so that was a real learning and growing experience.
So I see you were with Park Service as well, too.
I was a seasonal law enforcement ranger for the National Park Service, which was kind of a dream job of mine. For years, we had enjoyed visiting the national parks, mm-hmm. and I recognized this law enforcement aspect of it as a commissioned park ranger. And so you had to pay to put yourself through their academy, and in Pennsylvania, I had to go, it was run by Temple University, Pennsylvania. And then the next year I was able to get a position at Lake Mead National Recreation Area out near Las Vegas, the Hoover Dam, out in the desert, which was a mistake, 118 degrees at the same time. Then my second year was at Yellowstone. I was in the Lamar Valley district of Yellowstone. And but you're not necessarily a tourist. It's nice to see the stuff. You're there to do the right job. We're not only law enforcement, we did all the emergency medical services. We did firefighting, both structure and wildland, and we search and rescue. And when the lady was off, the day she was off, that cleaned the toilets, then you got the job to clean the toilets that day.
So just about anything.
Anything, a jack of all trades.
One day you could be hanging from the side of one of the cliffs or whatever, trying to rescue someone that had fallen or whatever, and the next day you could be cleaning the toilet.
Well, that absolutely happened, you bet, absolutely.
So I see you were selected to like a you've also taught as well, I guess would be.
Well, I did a tour of duty at the academy as a TAC officer, a TAC, teaching, assisting, correcting officer, TAC officer. It's basically the drill instructor, but yeah, you're responsible. We trained both state police cadets, and at that time the state police academy trained local agencies, sheriff and municipal police mm-hmm. Agencies too. You trained them in every aspect of the academy training. You were there to be their role model of professional demeanor, so that that was the role model that the department wanted them to be able to see, so as they went on in their career that they would have that baseline to model themselves after.
So of course, with your experience, I'm sure that was
and that's why they liked, I had the military experience, because I could do the drill and ceremony and mm-hmm. the uniform and professional manner, as well as all the law enforcement skills.
See here, the State Police Underwater Search and Recovery Team too. That would
you saw it? Absolutely. Yeah, that was a specialty role. While I was a patrol trooper here in District 13, and that was an ancillary assignment that they would call you out. So we recovered evidence from felony level investigations from all over the state and surrounding states when they would request. I've been away from Lake Michigan to the Ohio River, Metropolis in this area. So we also did body recoveries if it was connected to a crime, or even if it wasn't and they requested us to come do it. We had the skills and the equipment and the ability. Mm-hmm. A very specialized assignment, which I enjoyed very much.
which obviously water here in Randolph County with the Mississippi and stuff too.
Oh yeah, Mississippi River. There's lakes. I've been in hog ponds. I've been inserted down in wells. You name it, we did it.
Another with today's society in that certified and experienced as a community violence prevention and gangs crime officer. What a little bit about that? Or
yeah, back in the '90s, mid '90s, when the community oriented policing thing got to be very big, and the federal government put out a lot of money for community community policing type projects, and they decided that they wanted to train us, some of us, to be, well, it was basically gang crimes officers. Criminal street gangs was a big concern in those days, and so we were trained to do that. And for this area, it became more than criminal street gangs as a CVPO or community violence prevention officer. I participated in domestic battery or domestic violence teams, our committees, as well as the gang crimes, our right-wing extremists, for lack of a better person, or anybody that was any organized or non-organized entities that were committing violent crimes.
Right. So, those we mentioned at the beginning there, those all go to make a well-rounded background in law enforcement. That
exactly.
I mean, you're running for sheriff. I guess the question would be, what makes a good sheriff? What would make you a good sheriff?
Well, I think a lot of things. I think I can condense it down best into common sense, compassion, and professional expertise. You know, of course, along with that goes integrity and knowledge and skills, but this with the professional expertise. So common sense and being, which is a nonsensical term, but basically take it to mean level-headed, clear thinking, you know, based on facts. And as far as compassion, you know, we want to run a compassionate jail facility. You know, we want to treat other people fairly and consider with our values, with the Constitution, with the Golden Rule. And then professional expertise, there's just no substitute for that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just to be able to have the type of vision for a mission statement for that office, you've got to be well-rounded and in all the aspects of that job. You know, what the mission statement is, it really depends on a lot of the stakeholders that you're going to be dealing with, the people in the communities and the government entities and the partners and everything like that, to really come up with a mission statement of what is it the Randolph County Sheriff's Office is organized, what is our purpose, mm-hmm. what is our mission, you know, so that we're not wasting our time, you know, we're focusing on as best we can with the limited resources that you're going to have.
Right.
You know, it has to, none of us are, no organization is going to have, other maybe the federal government, is going to have unlimited resources mm-hmm. that we can just be all things to all people. So rather than wasting a lot of effort, we may have to focus in on what's most important to the folks.
Right.
And do the best job we can at that.
You know, a question that 20 years ago would have been fairly easy to answer. Today's society, I guess, is a little bit more difficult. But where do you see law enforcement at? I know there's all this talk of defunding and that. But
yeah, that really hit the profession hard there for a while. Now it seems like kind of the pendulum has swung away from that. In my estimation, that was a very bad idea. I think, as we maybe discussed earlier, the Illinois State Police have been defunding at least their patrol service for the last 20 years, and it could be as much as 40% fewer troopers on patrol now than there were in 2000. So, you know, but that's the way it's going to be. It's always been a difficult field. It's always been a challenge. There's always going to be these, you know, as the political winds come blow one way or the other, values and culture changes, we'll have to adapt to whatever those challenges are. But I think the people have realized that. I think they've, you know, at the time were kind of shocked into things that had happened and thought, well, maybe, you know, maybe we may not sound like a good idea, but we can't speak up against it. And now I think they're realizing, yeah, that was That was a real bad idea.
Just a short amount of time left, but anything you want, I'll just open it up to you and whatever you want to.
Well, I would ask the people to seriously consider having a new modern sheriff with fresh and new ideas that would come in and deliver the type of police service for public safety that I think they really deserve. Mm-hmm. They deserve to have it can't be politics as usual. It can't be the status quo. Times have changed. Times have changed in the 30 years since that I've been on the job. We've come a long, long way, and I think very challenging times are ahead. This is not the time to have an amateur sheriff. It's not the time to have somebody with very limited experience and ideas and visions. It's time to, and that shouldn't scare anybody that we're going to do. We're going to take care of the people. We're going to take care of home base first. And I think that's what people are looking for.
All right. Well, Dale, thanks for stopping by and talking with us today.
It's been a pleasure.
And wish you best of luck. That'll wrap things up then for The People Speak. Jeff, we will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.